Corny Criminals. Here's another part in our series on good, bad and funny criminals.
Python on the road. Man took snake for a walk. I was just going for a walk. I don't feel I did anything wrong, said 35-year-old Curtis Majors, who has been locked up for taking his snake for a walk. Majors, from New York City, was spotted walking down a main street with a Burmese python wrapped around his body. He was seen on Montauk Highway, Long Island, by an officer for the Society of the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals who called the police. Majors has been charged with animal cruelty and failure to protect the public against dangerous wildlife. He is currently being held in custody. The 32-kilogram snake will be sent to an out-of-state reptile habitat. Apparently, Burmese pythons need temperatures of at least 7 degrees to survive. SPCA Captain Robert Avery said, "The fact that he was out in the cold weather was not good for the animal." He then added that the snake was resting comfortably. A witness to the arrest said, "He was just walking by with a snake. He wasn't doing anything wrong." I asked him, "Is that for real?" And he said, "Yeah." Next thing I know, he was being arrested.
Only chocolate or lemon? Girl convinces flatmate to steal sweets. I didn't want to steal, but I felt I didn't have a choice, said 23-year-old Quing Min. Quing was arrested for stealing sweets, but claimed that her flatmate forced her into committing the crime. Quing said she was forced to raid shops for more sweets, and if she didn't, Lee said her mobster father would make her disappear. According to Quing, Lee put strict demands on stealing the sweets. Lee said, "I only like lemon, chocolate and orange-flavoured goodies." When Quing said she wanted to stop stealing sweets, her flatmate put sugar in her shoes. After 2 years of being forced to steal, Quing finally moved out. Quing's family hopes that Lee will serve jail time. When the police spoke to Lee, Lee claimed that she made up the mobster stories only for fun and that the whole thing was a joke.
Lawnmower trouble. Man shoots gardening appliance. "It's my lawnmower and my yard, so I can shoot it if I want," 56-year-old Keith Woods told the police. He has been accused of shooting his lawnmower to death. Woods was charged with the misdemeanour of disorderly conduct while armed. According to the criminal complaint, Woods said he was angry because his lawnmower wouldn't start. A woman who lives near Woods' house reported the incident. She says he was intoxicated when the incident took place. Woods could face up to an $11,000 fine and more than 6 years in prison if convicted. The funny thing is that when police showed up, they checked the gas tank of the mower and it was empty. So he didn't have to kill it. All he needed to do was fill it.